Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
Hi there, my name is Johnny Robinson. I'm the team captain of Commando Kiwi and I live in Milton Keynes.
Okay, hi Johnny. First of all, your team for Make Something Unreal Live is called Commando Kiwi. What made you decide on that name?
To be honest, there wasn't really any decision on the name. It's just a case of we thought what sounded cool, what sounded indie, and we just chose Commando Kiwi. Someone, I think Kat on the team says, oh, Commando Kiwi sounds cool, so we'll roll with it. It was actually no real decision because we didn't want to take ourselves too serious as a team. We just want to have as much fun as possible.
And you had a bit of fun making the logo as well.
Oh, yes. If you didn't know, we actually hosted a little competition, a little social media pump, if anything. We asked like all those fans to make us a logo, and the best one, whatever won, and the team decision, we made his actual logo. And thanks to Dave Higgins, he has really made us a cool little logo, really, for us. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be representing us for the Make Something Unreal Live event.
So, for the Make Something Unreal Live, you'll be working with the prestigious Fighting Fantasy IP. Which book in particular are you going to be basing your game on?
Oh, we've got the Warlock of Firetop Mountain, the iconic one, unfortunately, it's not unfortunately, it's just more pressure compared to the other teams.
And what genre of game have you been assigned to make for that?
Oh, we were given the third person kind of style. That's all we was given. We got, I remember at the presentation I said it was third, so we've taken the assumption third person.
Would that mean the game's Fable-esque, perhaps?
No, I would like to think our game has taken a course of Final Fantasy meets Infinity Blade. We would like to say it's a nice little third-person looking game, really lush, with this kind of like, you know, RTS strategy, you know, making sure you pick the right moves at the right time and so on and so forth. Like you would see in a normal Final Fantasy. It's just we've designed it that way, so it's simple controls and so on and so forth. And it's not really too thumbs heavy. It's just a simple touch and play game.
So how have you found working with UDK in the run-up to Make Something Unreal Live?
To be fair, it's been a great piece of kit. It's been stressful at times, but it's just like with any piece of software, there's been builds, what have gone down, we've had to rebuild. Luckily, I've got an amazing team. We've tackled some hard problems on the UDK. We've bent the engine to our will, if you would like to say. But yeah, it's looking really cool, and hopefully once the device is out there, we'll be delivering an awesome game.
And how have you found the transition from being a team at the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam to being a fully functioning team going forward to Make Something Unreal Live at the Gadget Show?
One word, nervous. Just so nervous. The pressure's on, especially when you've got such a big name like, you know, the Warlock of Firetop Mountain. I've read about it. I've read the books before. It's many things. I only actually first read the book about it 2 years back, but what I read was really cool because Train to Game actually talked about it. Which is why I was so surprised when we actually got it as an IP. I was like, wow, okay, step back a bit. This is big.
So how much are you looking forward to taking part in Make Something Unreal Live at the Gadget Show Live? How does the prospect of being there in Birmingham at the NEC while making a game make you feel?
Scared. Don't get me wrong, it's going to be an amazing experience. The reason why I'm so scared is it could change his life. And if anything, there's more pressure to get it right. If anything, these shots don't come very often, and we want to deliver as best as we can for this opportunity we've been given.
But hopefully, fingers crossed, the skills you've learned on the Train to Game course will help you throughout the process.
Oh yeah, they've helped tremendously, especially for donation and team management and project management style for design. It really opened a lot of the team's eyes from what we've had to do. We've had to, like, if anything, learn a lot more for this little development, and the Train to Game course helped.
Finally, can you give us you mentioned your social media pages earlier. Can you give us the contact details for them, for anyone who wants to take a look at what Commando Kiwi are going to be up to in the next 2 months or so?
Oh, yeah, if you can either search us on Google, just type in Commando Kiwi coming straight up. But if you want the actual URL, it's facebook.com/pomkiwi, COMKIWI. And for Twitter, it's just @CommandoKiwi. And there we go. You can always touch on there. We're more than happy to engage with our fans because, if anything, we're all about the fans and having a laugh, if anything.
Great. Thanks for your time, Johnny, and good luck.
Yeah, no, thanks for your time anyway, Danny, and all the very best.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.